a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru. Adventure starts here.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Bottom of the second, one out. An exchange on the mound for Cal Poly Humboldt. They bring in Mason Patton, 5'9" sophomore pitcher out of Tulare, taking over for Botel, who faced 10 batters, walking 5 of them. Babasa, she was walked in her first at-bat. She'll be the first to face Hatton. Pike on second, Barton on first. Babasa swings at the second pitch, fouls it off the third baseline. Hatton, 6-5 win-loss record through 25 appearances, started 10 games, has pitched one complete game. 5.55 ERA. Babasa, another one going foul. 1-2 for her. Babasa, on the 1-2. Let's it go across the shoulder blades, leaving up a 2 apiece. Babasa swings at another one, going towards center. Catch is made. Barton and Pike will stay put at first and second. Now Caitlin Bridgman walked in her first at-bat. Two outs in the bottom of the second, two runners on. Patton gets the call. 1-0. Bridgman checks it over towards left. Pike rounding third, and she will get brought back by Cardoza, saying, "We're not going to attempt to go home." And good thing there, as now the base is loaded for the Warriors. Bro got back to home plate before Pike would have had a chance to score. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the second, Marley Hogue. Facing Hatton for the first time. Under the Zone, 1-0. One oh pitch. Make that 1-1. Just inside, ball two. Two-one, blowing outside, ball three. Hogue on the 3-1. Will crack one into right field, and that catch is made for the third out. Three left on base by the Warriors, still leading 2-0 over the Lumberjacks.
My.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above. The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball leading 2-0 over the Cal Poly Humboldt Lumberjacks in game two of today's doubleheader. Game two of the four-game series as well. Join us tomorrow on Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. We'll bring you the doubleheader starting at 11. Right now, Lumberjacks come back on the offensive end, starting with Garcia at the plate. This is her first at-bat, taking strike one against Nat Camarena. One pitch, swung at and fouled. 1-2. Four bottom of the order in the on deck circle. Camarena winds on the 1-2. Just outside. Hogue tried to frame it, couldn't quite do so. 2-2. Outside again, full count for Garcia. Garcia swings on the 3-2 straight to the glove of Bridgman, who makes the catch. Bottom of the order, Moore, 5'4" junior out of Los Banos. And Marina throws ball one. Moore swings on it. Bridgman is back on top and making the throw. Now back to the top of the order. Ramirez had a pop out in her first at bat. Two outs in the top of the third. Ramirez thought about it, holds herself back, but Camarena gets the strike zone anyway. Ramirez pops it right back to Camarena. Quick flick to Beach, gets out number three. Three out, three down in the top of the third, and the Warrior offense will return after this.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Cal Poly Humble, three up, three down in the top of the third. The Warriors continue to lead 2-0. Bottom of the third, starting with Addie Mettings, who had a single, bringing in 2 RBIs in her first at-bat. She'll be the leadoff hitter for the Warriors. One oh pitch down in the dirt, 2-0. Bettings sees another one go. That's 2-1. Bettings swings out the 2-1. This is popped into right field, being tracked down. The glove will get there. Ball just could not escape the grasp of the glove from Ramirez. So now McKenna Beach turns to the plate, had a ground out to short in her first at bat. Then earned the second out in the bottom of the first. Just under. Ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Beach swings out the low one that fouls off. One, one, Beach holds it back. Here's the 2-1. Three balls, one strike, one out in the bottom of the third. Two inside and another walk. Just the first walk from Hatton. Battelle started at 5 walks in 10 batters. Hatton gives up her first base to McKenna Beach. Just her 5th batter face so far today. Here's Ramos now. Had a ground out straight back. Battelle, in her first at-bat, she ended the first inning. Two low, ball one. Low again, ball two. Beach stays put at first as Hatton throws ball three. In the dirt, ball four, back-to-back walks from Hatton. Sadie Salas returns to the plate for her second time today, had a ground out to third in her first at-bat, starting off as the leadoff in the second. Now just one out, bottom of the third. Two runners on after the walks. Beach on second. Ramos on first. Low ball one. One oh, outside, ball two. Quick meeting inside the pitching circle after Hatton has been struggling to find the strike zone in the last three batters. 2-0 to Salas after the meeting with the Lumberjacks. Hatton looking for the zone. Still can't find it. Ball three. Down and in the dirt, a free base for Salas and three straight walks from Hatton. Batters so far from Stanislaus State. There's been 8 walks. Hatton finds the zone against Pike for strike one. Bases loaded with only one out in the bottom of the third. Oh-1, Pike pops one up on the infield. That catch will be made for the second out, bringing up Moxie Barton at the top of the order. Barton averaging .315, 35 hits on 111 at-bats, has brought in just 2 RBIs. And it looks like Coach Asia Schuber will make a change with that, bringing in Madison Roseborough, the senior outfielder from Sacramento. So Roseborough coming to the plate. With bases loaded, Madison Roseborough averaging .400 this season. The exact predicament she's in now. Bases loaded. 2 outs, bottom of the third. Hatton going low on the first 1-0 count. Roseborough lets it go again. Ball two. Roseborough lets it go. Strike one. Roseborough, the 2-1. That's in the dirt. Ball three. Bases loaded. 3-1. 2 outs. Bottom of the third. Roseborough let's it go. Strike two. Full count for Roseborough. Hatton setting for the 3-2. Roseborough will take a swing at it. This is popped up towards first and foul territory, and the catch will be made for out three, leaving 3 on base. Warriors continue to lead 2-0 through 3.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
From Warrior Softball Field, it's Stanislaus State leading 2-0 over the Cal Poly Humboldt Lumberjacks. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores. Thank you for joining me for game two of the doubleheader as the first pitch will be swung at, picked up by Bridgman, and the throw made over in time to the glove of McKenna Beach for the first out. Garcia grounds out for the second time in nearly the same place. Now Shanks returns, was walked her first time up, the only walk from Nat Camarena this game. Shanks into right field, tracked down by Barton, an easy snag. Three pitches, two outs in the top of the fourth so far. Here's Brody. Had a line out to first in her first at bat. Drops this one in the gap, and she'll get a single. Brody now stands on first. Gifford took the only strikeout from Camarena. He was the leadoff batter in the second. Now fouls one off into the net. Gifford fouls one down the third baseline. That's an 0-2 count with two outs in the top of the fourth. The 0-2 just low. Gifford doesn't bite this time. One, two, Gifford swings at it. Gets herself off of the bat, so she'll have another chance on the 1-2. One, two, Gifford right over to second and in the glove of Babasa without a bounce. Got to her on the fly for the third out. It is still 2-0 Warriors leading the Lumberjacks as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordOfTurlock.com.
Bottom of the fourth at Warrior Softball Field. Stanislaus State leading 2-0 over the Lumberjacks in game two of the doubleheader. Game one, Lumberjacks took 1-0. Now the Warriors trying to take their revenge in game two, heading into tomorrow's doubleheader. And now Bavassa, leadoff batter, walked her first time up, had a pop out to center field. Her second time up, this is her third at bat. She was just one of three players with four at-bats in game one. Credit for one hit. Facing 0-1 early. Bavassa checks this one foul. Fourth pitch coming from Hatton here against Bavassa. Averaging four pitches per batter. Here's the 0-2. Bavassa pops it up into foul territory over towards third, and that catch is made. Garcia gets underneath it for the first out of the Warriors. Caitlin Bridgman now returns to the plate. Walked her first time up, hit a single to left her second time. .500 in her first game, two hits and four at-bats. Catches the low zone from Hatton for strike one. Bridgman thrown out at first after it grounds out over to short, or second rather, for Banks. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Marley Hogue now facing Haddon. Here's the 1-0 pitch in the dirt. Hogue lets it go, catches the top of the zone. 2-1. Hoag swings out the 2-1. Fouls this one off. Two's across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Two, two for Hoag. Pops this one flying over towards second. Banks trying to get underneath it, falls to the ground and makes the catch. Call confirmed, as that'll be out 3 in the fourth. Warriors lead 2-0 heading to the fifth.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Stanislaus State leading 2-0 over the Cal Poly Humboldt Lumberjacks in game 2. Banks making contact on the first pitch from Camarena. This is just her second at bat. Cal Poly Humboldt has not brought up too many batters so far. They've gone 3-3 down in 2 out of the 4 innings. Camarena hasn't had to face more than 4 batters in an inning. Early 0-2 against Banks. Had a single in her first at-bat that creeped over towards second. Camarena trying to get her back in the dugout with this pitch. She almost does so, but Banks cracks one out late over the dugout of the Lumberjacks. The 0-2 again. High and outside. Banks swinging at the 1-2. Camarena's got her. Second strikeout thrown today from Nat Camarena. That is her 49th strikeout this season. Now Lauren Aubrey, the freshman from Folsom, had a line out to third that resulted in a double play her first at bat. Two balls, no strikes, one out in the top of the fifth. Aubrey swinging at it, strike one. Two-one pitch from Camarena. Outside, ball 3. Aubrey swings at it, checks back to Camarena, dumped down to the glove of Beach for out two. Garcia line out to shortstop in her first at bat as she was the leadoff in the third. Camarena trying to go three up, three down for three out of the first five innings. Sixty pitches for Nat Camarena as that will go inside the zone. Finds it to make it 1-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs in the top of the fifth. No one on for the Lumberjacks. Garcia lets it go. There is ball three. Camarena gets the call. Throwing the 3-1 pitch outside ball four. Just the second walk from Camarena today. Walked one batter in the first. Hasn't done so since. Two outs, one on. Hogue paying close attention, trying to get that out from Garcia if she attempts to steal. Cracks one over to short. Bridgman finishes off the top of the fifth, allowing one to be left on base. Stanislaus Day leads 2-0. It's Warrior softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Warriors 2, Lumberjacks 0, bottom of the fifth. Stanislaus State Warriors leadoff batter Addie Mettings had a single that brought in the two RBIs responsible for both runs in this game. That was all the way back in the first as the fifth batter faced her second time up, had a fly out to right field, but now facing Hatton for the second time as she will put it through the zone for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Mettings cracks one. This will land fair down the first baseline, and Mettings runs through first for the single. Now McKenna Beach grounded out her first time up, was walked the second. Lumberjack pitchers in game two struggling to find that strike zone. Then eight walks so far through 23 batters. And Mettings will head back to the dugout after making contact, and in her place, it'll be Emily Bigley. Here's McKenna Beach. Beach shows bunt and takes a bad skip foul. So Bigley returns to first, Beach back to home plate. Beach goes back to the bunt game. Angles it towards first, and it goes foul. Beach tries to take a crack at it, slams off the face masks of the catcher, Aubrey. So 0-2, McKenna Beach. Beach swings and misses, a strikeout from Hatton. First strikeout from a Lumberjack pitcher in game two. Bigley still awaits at first after the first out is put away in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Celine Ramos. Hatton, one ball, one strike. Ramos swings and misses their strike two. The 1-2 pitch swung on, popped up into foul territory, and that will bring Ramos back to the plate. Another 1-2. Oh, there's ball two. A 2-2. Ramos, contact, over into left field. Bigley advances. A single from Ramos. Two runners on, one out in the bottom of the fifth. The offense continues for the Warriors with Sadie Salas. First pitch from Patton is outside, ball one. Warriors trying to take advantage in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the 1-0. Take that 1-1 for Salas. Patton throws it outside. There's ball two and a timeout called by Aubrey, the Lumberjack catcher. With that, we'll hear from this message of Katana Sushi.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options, located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue. You can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
A 2-1 pitch from Hatton will go inside for ball three. Sadie Salas has two runners ahead of her on first and second, a chance to get the bases loaded. Give it over to what would be Maggie Pike, but right now in the on-deck circle, it's Katrina Rodriguez who will be in place to hit instead. So now the base is loaded for the Warriors as another walk occurs. Second time for Sadie Salas, and instead of Pike, Katrina Rodriguez will be the one at the plate. The former Fresno City Ram, local to Fresno in the Clovis area. We will see what Rodriguez can do with the bases loaded. This season, she's had six at-bats, the bases loaded. She's had four hits through that for a batting average of .667. One out, bottom of the fifth, bases loaded, Rodriguez. Low and just across the plate, 1-0. Patton finds it, 1-1. Rodriguez sees another go underneath, ball two. On deck is Moxie Barton, as we'll have another quick timeout from the Lumberjacks as It'll be Rodriguez with the 2-1 after this quick break.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Two balls, one strike, one out. Rodriguez at the plate with the bases loaded. Hatton will be able to find the bottom of the strike zone. Get two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez at the plate instead of Maggie Pike at the bottom of the order. Four hits on six at-bats through the season when the bases are loaded. Head coach Asia Schubert putting her in, trying to give the Warriors an even bigger lead. Rodriguez will swing and miss. The out two in the bottom of the fifth as we head to the top of the order with Moxie Barton returning. Second strikeout from the Lumberjacks, the second from Hatton. Both in this inning. Now Barton, for two at-bats today, she was walked. Hatton gets the 0-1 start. Barton, bat to ball, into the gap over second. Here comes one run. Here comes a second. If she can get through in time, tagged her on the helmet for out three. Bigley got through home plate. As head coach Asia Schubert comes out of the dugout for a conversation with the home plate umpire. And it looks like there'll be a quick conference between the men in blue right now. It'll be 3-0. We'll see what happens next.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
during the break. The Warriors challenged an obstruction at home plate. Fortunately for Stanislaus State, after review, there was no obstruction and the call was confirmed out the tag of the helmet. And so as it continues now, the Warriors did bring one run in to lead 3-0 over the Cal Poly Humboldt Lumberjacks. So 5 hits for the Warriors so far, earning 3 runs. The Lumberjacks have just 2 hits, but no runs to show for it. And time's starting to tick down for them. They've only been through the batting order twice, and they will start their third time here with Ramirez first at the plate, followed by Garcia and Shanks. Matt Camarena pitching a fantastic game so far. She's had 4 complete games this season, possibly a 5th if she can continue the way she's been pitching so far. Ramirez, her 2 at-bats, a pop-out and a ground-out. Camarena's first pitch will go outside for ball 1. Ramirez, a slide from Salas, sacrificing herself to make the snag and the throw over to McKenna Beach, 4 out 1. Garcia, 2 at-bats, 2 ground-outs. Over to the left side. It's behind the ball a little bit. This time she's early as that's fouled down the first baseline. Garcia swinging at the 0-1. That's fouled again. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Garcia, 70th pitch from Camarena, fouled off yet again. There's ball 1 from Camarena, trying to get her to swing at something a little more outside. Garcia doesn't bite. Garcia early to it again. Garcia fouls it down the third baseline. Just outside, ball 2. Two, 2 foul. Two, 2 pitch. Camarena gets her to swing. It's checked down the first baseline. They say it's fair. And McKenna Beach picks it up, tags the bag. There's out 2. Two ground outs in the inning, leading to Shanks. Walked her first time up, had a fly out to right field. Camarena going across the shoulder blades on her first pitch. 1-0. Make that 2-0. Pitch from Camarena. Swung on, and that will go just foul outside the reach of Sadie Salas. 80 pitches now for Camarena. Nearly had 10 against Garcia, the last one up. Here's the 2-1. Swung on again into left center field. That'll be a base hit. Now the DP, Brody, 1-of-2 in game two. Had a single her last time up. It was in the fourth inning. Makes contact. Babasa finds it in the glove and a quick pitch over to second where Bridgman's standing close by. There's out number 3 on the ground out from Brody. Lumberjacks